What are you listening to?
YouTube video.
Oh!
You know, I'm somewhat addicted to YouTube videos,
I
and I
hope.
have a collection of loved channels that
Beloved
I would
channel.
say yes, that the WD-40 lubricating channel is amongst them
Really?
that I am subscribed to and that I watch with great regularity and varying levels of joy.
I see.
Yeah.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm swell.
Just well.
Are you recording our pre-show?
I am.
Hi, level 13. Level 13. Level 13.
Why do you always say it three times?
Because God put it on my heart. I don't know why you're laughing, Daniel.
I'm sure I told you this before. That was my childhood source of entertainment was religious television.
Yes, we used to talk in great detail about that guy who sat and smoked us, Dr.
Dr.
Scott.
Gene Scott.
Yes, and his chalkboard and
Yeah,
his.
it was a
He
chalkboard.
was the
Sometimes it's a grease board, but it was
like
always
the insult preacher. Like that dog is the insult dog.
comic. The
Comic is
tri
the insult
triumph,
dog.
triumphs the insult
That's it.
dog. Yeah,
The insult, whatever. He was the insult preacher.
he was. It worked apparently, but there was a thing because he what he did. So he was the first one to recognize the fact that all of these channels would go off the air at night
Yes.
because
We now end our programming day.
and so he went to these channels and said, "Hey, I'll buy up your overnight airtime. You just need one person at the station to man, to monitor the feed or whatever, the satellite feed." And it's like, so I'll pay for that.
It's so like.
And he built himself a network of independent television stations to broadcast his overnight religious teaching stuff, and then banked the phones with all of his volunteers, so it cost him nothing. It was, so he was making bank.
I will be dipped in shit and rolled in emeralds.
Wonder how much he was worth. Gene Scott worth. He was from Los Angeles.
This is going to be some fucking exciting pre-show for level 13. Level 13, level 13.
Pre-shows aren't necessarily,
They're not supposed to be entertainment value.
they're just
They're just a
extra.
peek behind the curtain.
They're peek behind the curtain. No, it doesn't say what he was worth. And also, it's difficult to tell what a preacher would be worth because,
They tend to hide that.
well, the church can buy things. Like, the church can buy their houses and cars and stuff, so it's not counted into their personal net worth. And it's like Joel Osteen, the Joel Osteen Ministries. You don't want to verb your noun?
I don't want to verb my noun.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand that question. I don't want to verb my noun.
Let me read you some book titles from Joel Osteen. They're
Oh,
always verb your
God.
noun. Live your life, or
Fleece your friends.
yeah. I don't see any of the titles that we were making funs of them. We were making funs of them. He wrote a lot of books, Jesus.
Yeah.
Very few of them are about Jesus.
That's right.
Have you ever seen Joel Osteen?
I have indeed. He is repugnant, as they all are.
My take on him is that he's, I mean, clearly a charlatan. Don't get me wrong. But his preaching, from what I can tell, is just feel-good stuff. There's no, it's not like the, what's a guy? Who's the guy? Who's he? What's it? The Hooney.
No, not the Hooney. Pat Robertson or...
Pat wasn't his, yeah, Falwell. Some of the more vitriolic ones. Like, who am I thinking of? The Kenneth Copeland and those, you know, the fire and...
Did you see the Kenneth Copeland video of him laughing?
No. Where do I find this?
Kenneth Copeland laughing at Joe Biden being elected. It really is quite terrifying.
Kenneth Copeland laughing is a top search result on YouTube.
Laughter is...
That's a Sashura right there.
That's a Waha.
A deterrent to pain. Now, he said at Johns Hopkins University, they have proven it. And they have people that lead in laughter.
Wow.
They lead.
Why would someone say wow about
that? In laughter. And they'll say, I don't have anything to laugh about. And they'll say, that's all right. You just go ahead. That your physical brain and body cannot tell the difference between a put-on laugh and a real belly laugh.
Wow.
It works. And like I said, a merry heart does good like a medicine. So, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Let's see if this is
the... So how do we count it all joy? Well, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. The Associated Press.
There we go.
Said that Joe Biden is president. Ha! Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. 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 Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gonna be president. Mickey Mouse is gonna be king. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, he's not wrong.
About Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. Disney owns a lot of stuff.
Mickey Mouse is king.
So, but my take back to Joel Osteen, my take on Joel Osteen when just listening to his preaching is it's that feel goody stuff. It's not.
Yes. It's the gospel of
prosperity or something.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Prosperity gospel. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's been preached in many different ways and by many different people.
Yeah. All right.
What's on the Trello?
So I threw some stuff on the Trello, and I have a thing.
Uh-oh. Is that any of my business?
So I wanted to talk about TV.
Yes, I'm looking at the Trello as we speak, and on the Trello it says email, voicemail, FKB Xmas, Arthur Christmas, TV stuff, and you.
Yes.
They're all wonderful for me.
Okay, great. And then I have a thing that if we have time, I'll do. Yeah, I mean, I can.
Just throw it at me.
I had a visitor. It wasn't me. We had a visitor.
Is it any of my business?
In our garage.
Oh.
For a few days.
I take it it's a four-legged visitor of some sort.
It was a critter. And it was
a little tiny nose that wiggles with whiskers.
And it was quite an ordeal because I didn't know it was there. And then it was there. And it's like, oh, shit, I need to get that out of there. And how do I get it out of there? And so hilarity ensued. and
yeah, and I have a couple of counter stories about us
sued
finding surprise company.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Let's go through the TV stuff.
Should I start recording?
Yeah, you can.
I am now recording.
I don't have the soundboard up.
Doo-dah, doo-dah. I don't have the soundboard up. Oh, doo-doo-doo-dah-day.
But now I do.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right. Well, then that's our pre-show then.
Hey, I hope it was worth you joining Level 13. Level 13, Level 13.
You know, it's extra content. Before we start the show, what is your thought on Patreon, these kind of things? So I just had to make the very tough decision to drop some of my Patreon. I spend about $20 a month on Patreon. And
did you drop the cute little Ethan?
I did. And I dropped a podcast that I listened to, but primarily because they weren't putting out content. It's like, why am I paying you extra? I know I said like...
What you do, just and it is the last time I will speak of it.
Yes, what?
You have two expressions that you utilize that include the word like. One of them is it's like, and the other one, see, this is psych, you went to school for psychology. Yes. You know what you're doing right
yes.
now, don't you, with that playing with your face?
What?
You
no,
don't
I
want
was,
to hear what I'm saying to
no,
you.
No, I'm listening. I'm also seeing my picture, and so I'm...
The first is it's like, so you say, and it's like people didn't even understand it. And it's like, the other one is it's just like, and it's just like people don't get it. It's just like, it's just like, so that's how you utilize. Now you also do it in other ways. Now that I will not say it anymore, Daniel, because I'm starting to irritate myself. So I can only imagine how other people, including you, are feeling about it because I'm irritating myself.
Okay.
This.
Well, what are your thoughts on Patreon?
I don't like Patreon. And when anybody asks for Patreon, even my beloved YouTube channels that I watch with regularity, it kind of irks me.
So there is nothing that they could provide that you would be...
No, because I'm all my very, the fact that I am watching and engaging in comments is my contribution to their channel.
Yeah.
Because the more engagement they get, the more money they make. You know this, you have a YouTube channel. I have never monetized ever, so my YouTube channels are completely different.
Oh, we're not eligible to monetize, so...
There you go.
And when we do become eligible, we probably won't monetize immediately. We will probably wait. Just
well,
because...
that makes me very happy for you, Daniel.
What does that mean?
I was just making conversation.
So you don't see commercials on our stuff?
No, I don't see I don't know why I don't see commercials on anything. Now, there is a button that, because I watch on my laptop, and I don't know if watching on that kind of platform excludes the commercials.
Well, if you have an ad blocker. Yeah, if you have an ad blocker, it will block the YouTube commercials.
I do have an ad blocker.
Yeah, then that's why you're not seeing them.
I think that you suggested to me. I think most of the things that I have, you've suggested to me, including one of the topics that I hope we will get to on... If
Arthur
we ever get to
Christmas?
Recording. Yes.
All right, fine. I think... Patreon is a good thing. I just feel bad when... I don't want to talk about this on the show because I don't want this to go out to tons of people.
Just the people on Level 13.
Just our closest level friends 13. And confidants. But it's like, if I'm going to pay $5 a month to a podcast, that's as much as I pay for Disney Plus. And then you take 2 or 3 weeks off. It's like, what am I paying you the $5 for exactly? It's like... I feel like I caught it.
Nope, I feel like is fine. But you did three it's likes and you didn't even hear them.
No, I didn't hear.
But what's funny is you heard the like, which was an okay like.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear the it's likes.
I'm
but
broken.
Go ahead.
I'm broken.
I'm breaking my promise already.
I'm broken.
And I'm breaking my promise. That's how much you can trust me, Daniel. That's how fucking trustworthy I am.
So the Daily Tech News Show, which I am a proud Patreon member of, provides daily news content, which I think is well worth it. I pay them $5 a month, and that's well worth it to get, you know, a daily news program without commercials in it. And because their normal public feed just has commercials in it, and then the Patreon version just doesn't have commercials. So it's you're just paying the $5 a month to not get commercials on, what is that, 20 shows? 20 shows a month? So that's worth it to me.
I can only say that I have never contributed even to public broadcasting, at which I watched voraciously the cooking shows and the everything mm-hmm. else that was on PBS. And shamefully, I never. And I would say only a couple of Jerry Lewis telethons did I contribute to.
Because
I watched him.
Oh, that's right. You loved watching the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Absolutely. It was a highlight of the year.
Because I'm kind of toying around with the idea of a side gig. And I'm trying to feel out.
As a source of income?
Yeah, yeah. Not Patreon. I see that some places are offering podcast producer / editing services. And I feel like, oh, I could do that. I could be a podcast producer.
Like, yes, you could. You certainly have the technical chops, I like to call them.
And what these other places don't offer that I could offer is mix minusing stuff for, you know, interviews, which is something, so like we could run the interview for you. You could still do the interview, but we would run and make sure that you were mixed minused, and we would run it for you through here. Anyway, it's neither here nor there, but then I'm thinking of things, and then so in my head, I have like this list of things you don't want to do when you start a podcast, and I feel like Patreon is one of those, because I can't count the number of new podcasts that I hear that immediately have a Patreon. And I feel like, Why would someone pay you if they don't even know what you do? Is like, why are they going to pay you $5 a month if they've never heard your content before? You need to get a follow.
I've no answer for you.
Oh, well.
Do you hear that fucking dog barking out there?
I do not.
Praise Christ.
All right, here we go. It's your turn.
It is my turn.
One, two, three, four!
Ha! Stop. I didn't.
It's not my turn.
I didn't hit record. Now I hit record. Okay, here we go.
Good.
One, two, three, four.